Here's IBM spokesman Scott Cook.
IBM is manufacturing of Power, Pure Systems, and Pure Flex products will be moved to IBM's facility in Guadalajara, Mexico. And the production of used and refurbished Power system orders will be transferred from Rochester to Poughkeepsie.
Essentially, Poughkeepsie will gain the production work of refurbishing a line of servers. In 2010, IBM announced the opening of a $30 million manufacturing facility at its Poughkeepsie site to produce the next generation of System Z mainframes and high-end Power system servers, which are used by many companies worldwide. So IBM's Poughkeepsie location already manufactures the types of servers it will now be charged with refurbishing. As to how many jobs the move could create in Poughkeepsie, and whether staff in Rochester, Minnesota would be offered job transfers to Poughkeepsie, Cook says,
"We are, to be honest with you, very early in the planning stages of all this, and given the competitive nature of our business, we don't publicly discuss the details of our staffing."
Okay, so you can't say in general how many jobs would be available in Poughkeepsie?
Correct.
Can you say there would be jobs available in Poughkeepsie?
Like I said, we're still very early in the planning. This is something that was honestly just discussed with employees on Tuesday afternoon.
He says the transfer of product manufacturing will begin later this year to be completed by mid-2014 and came about after evaluating IBM operations and ensuring the company's competitiveness in the global market. Dr. Christy Huebner-Caridi sees two possible outcomes from the move to Poughkeepsie.
Certainly, if they hire more workers, there's a very large gain, or should be a very large gain, based on income growth, and thereby the multiplier effect with people with new income or higher incomes being able to buy goods and services with the local providers of goods and services, so we're better off in that respect.
She's the director of the Bureau of Economic Research at Marist College's School of Management, which is down the road from IBM's Poughkeepsie location.
Secondarily, if the job count at IBM doesn't actually expand, but they have more activity going on, you could make an assumption that the current employees are going to be possibly working overtime, or in some sort of combination of they're working overtime and they're using vendor services in the region, which would also have an impact, a positive impact on the economic activity in and around certainly the Hudson Valley.
Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson, whose 41st district includes Poughkeepsie, welcomes the news.
Well, I'd have to view this news as a very positive sign that IBM is taking an interest once again in investing in New York and creating jobs in New York. And we certainly welcome that. We would also welcome the chance to sit down with their management and assist them in any way that we possibly can in creating programs that will make it more possible for them to relocate employees here and start up new programs here.
IBM spokesman Scott Cook says Rochester, Minnesota will continue to be a strategic location for hardware, software, and services. Meanwhile, the Alliance at IBM, Communications Workers of America, is encouraging all Rochester, Minnesota IBM employees and IBM USA employees to voice their displeasure with moving hundreds of manufacturing jobs to Mexico. They say they will help set up picket lines in Rochester with IBM employees and other allies. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.